Hello again. Monday evening, 9 o'clock, and that means it's time for Brass, Max Radio's programme specially for those who enjoy playing in, listening to, or just talking about brass bands. Tonight there's no special theme, but our travels take us far and wide, and perish the thought that we should need his professional services, but he's here to set us on our way, the Diplomat, and the band is Grimethorpe. George Allen's March the Diplomat. It's exactly 20 years since Black Dyke, with Nicholas Childs at the helm, recorded a series of albums with the subtitle Fantastic Overtures. And fantastic they were. Some 40 in number, some of them, like The Barber of Seville, for instance, familiar operatic gems, others like Mendelssohn's Fingal's Cave, an enduringly popular concert item. Several familiar to brass band listeners, not in their original orchestral form, but solely through deservedly popular brass band transcriptions. The one that I've chosen tonight is one such, the overture that Brahms wrote as a thank you for an honorary doctorate from the University of Breslau. Academic festival, reliant for its subject matter to some degree on student songs. Thank you. Brahms's Academic Festival Overture. The band was Black Dyke. For tonight's first solo, we go to the repertoire of the Salvation Army and one of the most popular cornet solos. The American Salvationist composer Eric Lightson developed close ties with bands in Britain, especially perhaps with Eric Ball. Here's that cornet solo that I mentioned just now, Eric Lightson's Wondrous Day. The soloist is David Dawes.
Thank you.
Day. Tonight's major work is by Dan Price, and it's called New World Sketches. Three movements: Sidewalk, with all the sights, sounds and bustle of a busy city, Tom and Jerry, and a Harlem Jazz Club. A simple spiritual style introduces us to the Deep South, while the last movement, a village dance. It's called Rodeo. Big country, folk song, around the campfire, and the band again is Black Dyke.
Thank you.
From the New World now to the musical and historical traditions nearer home. First to Luxembourg and a pictorial work by the late Gough Richards, whose wife Sue hails from that country. The picture is a statue called the Golden Lady that was taken down from the central square of Luxembourg during the occupation of the Second World War, but replaced when peace returned. A parable of restoration and renewal, you might say. And then we're off to Russia, and an attractive piece by Shostakovich, just one element of a suite. It's called Second Waltz.
Thank you.
And if you may be thinking that that last piece was familiar, well, so it was, one of my favourites, Shostakovich's Second Waltz. Well, another cornet solo now. Trumpet, actually, but we won't split hairs. A spot of Latin Americana from the James Shepherd Versatile Brass, Tico Tico. And then a pop ballad, another of the many mid-20th century hits that have stood the test of time. Sandy Smith and Black Dyke play Autumn Leaves. And that lovely ballad from Sandy Smith and Black Dyke bring us to tonight's closers. A little injection of something different now, a male voice choir. Actually, brass bands and male voice choirs are a very natural pairing, and the Wingate Band team up here with the Warrington Male Voice Choir in a rousing rendition of the Soldiers' Chorus from Gounod's Faust. And then finally, the Childs brothers, Robert and Nicholas, round off tonight's show with, very appropriately, Softly As I Leave You. Good night.